Now we have information desk. First of all, we had a call from Barbara Warnes thanking us for the item about charging the memory stick players, which she found useful. I'm glad that we could help her with this and that she enjoys listening to Chatterbox. Thank you to Bessie Bremner for the generous donation, and thank you to all the listeners who sent used stamps. We are sorry, Mr. Took, that you received the wrong memory stick, and we will include the last recording with this week's. So you will receive two memory sticks in your wallet. We are also sorry that we could not help you with the problem of your player sometimes not playing Chatterbox memory sticks, but please let us know if you have more problems so that we can check the particular memory sticks when you return them. Next, we can tell you about activities at Vision Norfolk. Their phone lines remain open, although on a reduced service, and their admin staff are there to help. The number is 01603 573 000. That's 01603 573 000.
As for specific events, the F-Stop IS Photography Group unfortunately have their May meeting to Chapelfield Park cancelled due to the weather, and this has been rearranged for Friday the 4th of June. The group will be meeting at the bandstand at 11 a.m, so please book in with Helen or Mark on 01603 973216 if you would like to take part. The Norwich Audio Book Group will next be meeting over the phone or on Zoom on Monday the 14th of June at 1:30 p.m. and will be talking about the book Amsterdam by Ian McEwan. The Creative Writing Group will be holding their next meeting over the phone or on Zoom on Tuesday the 15th of June at 2 p.m. and all are very welcome. They are writing on a blackout theme. Finally, Norfolk Libraries are developing a pilot project targeted towards people who don't have access to computers, and particularly targeted at the following: people who have an early diagnosis of dementia, carers, people with visual impairment, and people with mental health issues. The project combines befriending and the pleasure of being read to. Reading sessions will take place weekly over the phone for up to 4 sessions. The initial phone call will establish what the person is interested in, and each session will be informal and tailored to participants' needs. To take part, people can call 01603 774 777. That's 01603 774 777, or email libraries.iconnect@norfolk.gov.uk.
We mentioned in our last edition that Vision Norfolk are continuing to advertise their branding using their minibus as a mobile unit around the county. There will be a staff member or volunteer on board the minibus to engage with as many people as possible and, if appropriate, demonstrate some small pieces of equipment. They would like to use this opportunity to encourage people to keep their eye clinic appointments. Also, if anyone is struggling with the long waiting list, they would like them to know that they are there to support them, whether they are registered or not. The dates we have at present are the 9th and 10th of June at Roy's at Beaufort from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. both days.
Norfolk County Council intend to construct a new zebra crossing on Cleveland Road between its junction with Bethel Street and Upper St Giles Street. There is currently a signalised pedestrian crossing located on St Giles Street, which they say is not in the desire line. The newly improved pedestrian crossing will improve the safety of pedestrians wishing to cross Cleveland Road. Work is currently programmed to start on Monday the 19th of July 2021 for 6 weeks. Now it's back to the news.